telling you. I'm telling you. They better leave me alone. See, they didn't give me no part on this. I'm mad. I should have a part on this. All of my steps. In your word.
Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello to everyone. I want to take this time, first of all, to thank my pastor, Pastor Joshua, Dr. Joshua Jordara, and the Zion Hill Church family, as they came out and they supported me in my fifth-year pastoral anniversary. It truly was a blessing, and the word that he delivered was so powerful that if you didn't receive something, something is wrong. I also want to take this time to thank Minister Shirley Williams for her support as well, and all of the musicians, Terrence and Matthew and Julian. And I want to thank the City Marshal of Alexandria, Louisiana, Jerome Hopewell, for his presence and support, as well as the district attorney, Philip Terrell, and the sheriff, Mark Woods, for their support. And also the president of the city councilman, Jules Green. For truly, it was a blessed service, and I really do appreciate everything that everyone done there. And most of all, I want to thank Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church for what they did. And, you know, sometimes I don't get a chance to thank someone that's very dear and special to me. And I want to take this time to thank her so much. And it's my sister, Phyllis Tenney Moore. I want to thank her for all that she does and thank her for her support. And I just don't know what I would do without her. So I want to thank her for that as well. You know, there's so much going on in today's society and so many things that are happening. You have killing after killing. You have drug addictions. You have alcoholism. You have so much that's going on that we need to participate in trying to show our support. And it seems as though a lot of the times we don't give the support that is needed to the people who really need it. Well, it's time for us as men of God to step up to the plate, not using their own plate, but step up to using God's plate that we might help implement some things to help with people that are less fortunate than we are. So I challenge and I solicit all of the ministers of this city to be a part of helping with the problem and not being a part of the problem. We need to go into our prisons and show those people that are there that they have not been forgotten. And even though they have made mistakes, they still have a support system. How many of you know that we all have made mistakes? Because the scripture says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I just ask all of the ministers that they would be sincere in reaching out to help one another. This is my first broadcast that we are challenging to take on, and we do need your support. We really need your support. I need your support so that I can continue to be on the air and continue to do what I need to do in order to enhance this society. Because we're all about equipping the saints, evangelizing the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations. And last but not least, I want to thank my wife for her support, Linda Tenney. I want to thank her for putting up with me. You know, me and this sometimes is hard, but I want to thank her so much, greatly. And I just want to talk just briefly with you from a scripture that should be favorite to all of us, because this world should be surrounded with love. There's so much happening in our governmental aspect of life and our administrations, and there's so much hatred that's being implemented in this world, till we need to exemplify love. For the scripture says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm so glad that God thought enough of us to give us one of the most greatest gifts that mankind could receive, and that is the gift of everlasting life. For it says he gave his only begotten Son. And then it didn't stop there. It says, "Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The God that I'm talking about is the God that allows the stars to sit deep in the midst of the sky. The God that I'm talking about is the one that allows the moon to hang low and it glows. The God that I'm talking about is the one who breathed air into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. Somebody ought to be shouting right there. But I want you to know that God is always there for us. He's always there to protect us. He's always there to care for us. And I'm so glad that when trouble comes and arises, trouble don't last always. And even in the midst of your weeping that we might have in this world, in this society, whatever it's for, it says weeping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. God loved us so much that he gave us the greatest gift of all. And then he says that whosoever, if you don't know, whosoever simply means me, it means you, it means everybody in this world. So don't think that you all of that and a bowl of chips. I want you to know that God is able to do everything but fail. Isn't he a God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way? God wants what's best for us, but look here. We got to want what's best for ourselves. And you got to know that a closed mouth, good God almighty, don't get fed. And if you want to be properly fed in this society, you got to step up to the plate, pick up the fork, and you got to begin to eat. God is able to do everything but fail. Aren't you glad that God loves you so much till he gives you the things that you have in life? He gives you the car that you drive. He gives you the clothes on your back. He gives the house that you live in. And he even gives the food that you have on your table. And some of us, we can pass by folk, and folk in need, folk asking for food, and we pass right by them. You see, I don't worry about it anymore when folk that are standing on the highway and ask for a quarter or a dollar. You know what I do? I give it to them, because guess what? I give it in good faith. Now, whether they use it properly, that's between them and God. Because you never know how God is coming. That man that's standing on that street corner, God may come that way. That person that's behind them prison walls, God may come that way. He can come any way he choose. And you got to know that only what you do for Christ is going to last. You got to know that God said in his word that when folk begin to do evil things against you, you don't have to worry about it, because love conquers all. He says in the 37th book of Psalms, he says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they'll be cut off." And I'm so glad that God thought enough to bring me from where he brought me from. I'm so thankful enough to know that I'm not what I used to be. But thank God for what I am today. And it's only by the grace of God. We got to learn to love one another. We got to learn to exemplify that to people. And let me just share with you. Don't you think that people can't feel you? Don't you think that people don't know when you mean them harm? Let's love one another. Let's support one another. And let's not just come together only when somebody dies. Let's come together way before tragedies happen. You know, we come to find that folk tend to want to be on front row when tragedy happens, when somebody gets shot or violence is out there in the world. But you should not wait till something happens to come say, let's have a meeting, to come say, let's have a program. You should always be exemplifying love. You should always come together for the betterment of this city and for God's program. God wants to do for us that we can't do for ourselves. And I want you to know, folks, God is there. He's ready, he's willing, and he's able to do everything but fail. And you ought to know, as you're driving along in your car, or if you're at the house, or if you're in your garage, just take out a little time and just get your shout on. Get your praise on. Just take out a little time and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting me on my way. Thank you, Lord, for a brand new mercy. Thank you, Lord, for my health and my strength. Thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow. And you know, we're not worthy of it. We're just not worthy of the blessings that God gives us. But God blesses us any ohow. And people, Christians, don't think that you know everything that can't nobody tell you something. Don't think that just because you have a little knowledge of the word of God that you look down on folks that not as well educated as you are. You know, because you got a lot of foolish folk walking around thinking they just because they're educated. You know, my mother told me one, you got to be careful of an educated fool. And it reminds me of how when about the 10 virgins, five was wise and five was foolish. The ones that was foolish took their lamp but didn't take any off. But those who were wise, they took their lamps and they made preparation for when the lamp began to go out. And I want you to know that we should be like the wise people, like the wise ones. Take our lamps, take some more, prepare for the long journey that we have. And believe it or not, this life has a lot of journeys on it. You got to choose which direction you're going, whether you're going the right direction or the wrong direction, whether you're going to continue to cuss folk out or you're going to start blessing folk. You're going to start saying good words to folk. You know, You got them cussing saints, you know. We come to church on Sunday, cuss folk out on Monday. That's not exemplifying God. God wants our light to shine. And if you want folk to come to church, you want folk to change their lives, then if you are a Christian, then you got to exemplify just what you profess to say you are all about. Know that God wants to come in and be a part of our lives. Look, I want you to just stay tuned to this channel. Stay tuned. Be a part of New Life Ministry. And we need your support, both physically, spiritually, and financially, so that we can continue this broadcast. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
The beat. patient. Never let a day go by and not realize had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Back was against the wall, the